looking at the, and let's just remind ourselves a little bit here, in Galatians chapter 5, starting at verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not grasp what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other. You are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality and debauchery, witchcraft, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have theirs. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Great challenge we have before us. Emulate and reflect the character of God. That is what we're trying to do in each of these aspects of the Spirit. We're looking at this metaphor and trying to unpack it and see what it means. On the one hand, let that, just the nature of God by His Spirit that's in us, be expressed in our character, in our lives, the things we say, the things we do. Those things. Encourage them. Do things in your lives that would encourage you to be loving and all these things. And there's a kind of a tension there in some ways, isn't there? It's not natural, and yet we have to rely on God, and we want to, as we can, by His Spirit. That's what we're doing. Now, today we are looking at kindness. Now, love kindness now. So last week we looked at Peter as a tough fruit speak, right? Patience is a hard one sometimes in our life, that are irritating and tough, right? And it's hard sometimes. Well, if that is a tough fruit, aspect of fruit, kindness is the tender to be expressed in us. 1 Corinthians 3:4 puts them together. He says, love is patient, love is kind. And we see all these things can be a expression of God's love in a way. That idea of love. So what is kindness? Try to define it, biblically speaking, because sometimes some of the terms that we use, kindness is kind of one that we have to kind of think about a little bit. One thing is of others more than yourself. Of wanting to help others, encourage and comfort others. Do something that benefits them. Kindness is to put yourself in another person's shoes. To think, what is it for them? Jesus spoke to it this way. He said, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. It's being willing to do, to take action that helps someone else, even if it's inconvenient. Kindness is beyond duty. It's doing something that you don't have to. It's something that you choose. Kindness is linked to generosity. In fact, the word in Galatians that Paul uses for kindness has as part of its etymology, generosity. It's part of it and reflects that. And kindness describes actions. And it's interesting, isn't it? And that's very common, because kindness is more than just an act itself. Kindness is people. You're a kind person. A kind person does kind thing. And so that's what we want to try to reflect this aspect of the fruit of. So we're going to go with this today. We want to look at kindness as the character of God. It comes out of God's character, which then, if that's part of God's character, becomes part of what His worshiping people do, their character, which then I think calls to reflect as worshipers of who we are worshiping with Jesus and God, and consider the kindness of Jesus. He showed us the example to us. And then finally, of course, then how to consider this fruit as a habit. Habit. All right? Okay, so we'll start off with kindness and the character of God. Kindness and the character of God. Now, throughout, again, don't think of kindness and God in the Old Testament, right? It's he's the wrathful guy. But there's a lot about kindness of God. A lot. The word that is usually referenced to God's kindness is the Hebrew word hesed. You know, if any of you, and you try to translate, there's words that just don't quite fit, you know, maybe what we had to express something, 5,000 words for snow or something dumb like that, right? I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the idea, right? Sometimes it's hard to convey. When I was in seminary, when we had been theologians, I have some words that are like, it was very difficult to think of, like, a nice little, it is one of those kind of words. I mean, Volumes, books have been written on that one word. It occurs over 200 times. Half of those are in the Psalm. And so when we try to consider what this means, it's been difficult. Translators use the word love and goodness, kindness, faithfulness, mercy, devotion, loyalty. So you can see with all that, it's like, that's a lot of stuff. But it all is kind of bundled into this character of God and the word. And so sometimes in some of your translations, you might find combined words. They'll put words together, often with love. So loyal love or steadfast love, faithful love, you know, loving kindness. And that, I think, kind of brings us a little kind of showing here. It's that a combination. And I think one of the best ones is that loving kindness. If you wish, we look at part two, but turn to look at Exodus. And this is, you know, again, back in Yahweh is revealing himself in ways that he has not done before to his people. And we look at Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7. Now I'm reading the NIV, and you can pick out where Hesed. So the Lord is coming before Moses. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. So in there, we see a couple times where this idea of Hesed is. Now, in the NIV, it never said kindness ever, did it? You know, if you have one of those, we have said loving kindness. We see in places like steadfast love, compassion. That's the kindness, the loving kindness of God. And so we see as who he is. One guy, quote I found, and it's pretty good, I think. Hesed describes an emotion. It links to our salvation. It binds the relationship between people and with the covenants with God. It moves towards action and endures throughout all time. So the kindness of God is a very complicated, winsome, whole sort of thing. It's our actions, our emotions, our relationships. It's enduring. It goes on, beyond. It's all of that. All of that. And again, throughout Scripture, we see many instances of this. Places like in Psalm 23, surely goodness and faithfulness, love, some, you know, will follow me all the days of my life. In Micah 6:8, he has shown you, O man, what is good and what the Lord require of you. What is required? To act justly and to love mercy. That's Hesed. So to do that, just to love loving kindness, okay, that's part of God's character. Or in Zephaniah 7:9, dispense true justice and practice kindness and compassion. That's the Hesed God. That's the character of God in this covenantal, relational. It's wonderful. Whole volumes of study have gone. And so we see that when God acts in, as part of his character, we see that being faithful to his covenant promises, he's paying careful attention to our needs. He's acting in generous and merciful love, generously providing everything for everything from the animals themselves to providing food and water as they traveled, protecting them from the, and all these things on and on and on that God demonstrates to us his hesed, his kindness. A couple places there, just quickly, Acts 14. And we see Paul speak, and he says this in 14:17. He's in Iconium in Lystra. He's in Derbe and people wanting to worship him. And Barnabas, and he said in 17, yet he has not left himself without testimony. Oh my God, he's shown kindness, giving you rain from heaven and crops in their season. Heart with joy. That's very Old Testament consideration of the character of people who don't follow him. God is. That's what Romans 2:4 says. That's kindness to lead us to repentance. That's what Paul tells. Kind of fun. We don't often refer to Titus. Titus chapter 3, Paul says this. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us. Not because... So you see there, even in that little verse, how multifaceted kindness is. It's merciful. And it's compassionate. It's in a reflection of God's very character, who he... So, if that is the case, that's true about God. Is compassionate. God said his very character of who he is and has revealed himself is idea of kindness, lovingness. Then... as worshipers, how is that reflected then in us? And you could just call that Ruth, the Book of Kindness, because that's really what it's about. There was a story, Mary to Naomi's son, and they're far. Naomi's going back to to Israel and you. And your God can be my God. And that was kindness. That's how it's described in Ruth 1, 16 and 17. Is just that Ruth is being kind to Naomi and not abandon kindness. And when Ruth tells Naomi that, that's how Naomi responds. She says, oh, he's shown kindness to you. Hesed, the character of God, through Boaz to Ruth. Lay down by his feet. And, you know, and then what is, how, Boaz wakes up. Here's this, you know, Boaz is older, okay? Ruth, so he wakes up. Here's this young woman. Wait a minute. Basically, she's, hey, you know what? I'm available. You can marry me. And what does Boaz say? You should, in some ways, to his family. See, so the whole book is kindness over and over again. Another one that I love is David and Jonathan. That relationship with David and Jonathan. In fact, if you look in 1 Samuel chapter 20, it's kind of fun. In 1 Samuel, there we go, chapter 20, David and Jonathan. And if you look at verses here, 14, verse 14. David is committing themselves to each other in a way. 14, but show me unfailing kindness. This is Jonathan. But show me unfailing kindness. Hey, guess what that word is? Show me this in your life. Like that of the Lord, as long as I live, so that I may not be killed, and do not ever cut off your kindness, family, not even when the Lord has cut away every one of David's enemies from the face of the earth to account. And Jonathan and David reaffirmed his oath out of love for do you see here how the all the part of kindness are coming in, and how it calls in relationship, and promises, and love for each other? It's all being and being kind to each other. And then, result of that, look at 2 Samuel. So, Jonathan and Saul were killed in battle. And, in response, this is David's response. David asks, is there anyone still left in the house of Saul to whom Jonathan's sake? Remember, he remembers the covenant. Now, the story, there's a servant of Saul's house named Ziba, and they called him to appear before David, and the king said to him, are you Ziba? Your servant here. Ziba answered, he is in the house of Maker, son of Amiel, in Lodabar. So King David had him brought from Lodabar, from the house of Maker, son of Amiel. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, Mephibosheth, your servant, he replied, and said to him, I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. That's a great kindness. Now, in a worldly way of consolidated power here, would have killed Mephibosheth. Just for him. Right? But he's so kind. He remembers. See, so the kindness of the hesed of God. See how it, that promise is made. Not because he had to, because he wanted to. He loved. He had mercy and forgiveness and all that. It's all wrapped up in this. And so as God's people, the worshipers of God, David gave us a good example of hesed, of God's hesed, God's character then flowing through. And of course, then, believers, worshipers of God, and in a fuller way of Jesus, made flesh, right? So, kindness and the example of Jesus. That's the third part of what we want to look at here. Kindness and the example of Jesus. Just a long example of what it is to be kind. And he was kind to all who came to him. You know, a lot of times, I think a great barrier, you know, something comes along, somebody wants something or whatever. I don't have time. Stop annoying me. And Jesus showed interrupted. He was always being interrupted. He's being interrupted by a woman who had a flow of blood in his hand. He had to go to try to heal somebody else, and yet there's this woman trying to get something from him. Jesus was kind to children. People would bring their children just to see Jesus, and the disciples would say, oh, get out of here. He's got serious things to do. Children are nothing. Please, go away. And Jesus said, no. Bring them to me. Don't block the children. The story of blind Bartimaeus. Remember that one? The blind guy who's like, Jesus! Hey, Jesus! Shut up. Jesus! Okay, fine. They bring him down. My goodness. And Jesus was okay with that. Who wanted something with Jesus? And the disciples, oh, go away. You're a Gentile, a dog, right? Give my food to dogs. And she says, well, even the dogs eat the crumbs, right? Come on. Jesus said, yeah. Okay. Tears and wiped his feet with her hair, and just how horrified. It was embarrassing for host, this woman come in, and apparently she's a prostitute. Oh my gosh, it's disgusting. And that is kindness over and over again. Cross, when he's suffering, he's got drilled through his hands and his feet. And even then, he says, hey, take care of my mom. Now, we know, of course, that Jesus had harsh words for hypocrites. Jesus looked to the fringes, the outside, those who society would reject, those who that the culture would say are less. And Jesus elevated them. He broke through these taboos. He says, no, show kindness. Hesed, the character of God, is shown to these people. If we then want to follow Jesus, right? If he's our example, right? And we're considering kindness. Not only, sometimes my lack of kindness is just ignoring a situation that maybe I could do something. Frankly, sometimes I can be actually unkind. I'll say something, harsh word, or ignore something. Our social media does not encourage kindness. In our people, it's difficult sometimes. It's hard to not be selfish. Is it then that this fruit can be cultivated as a habit of our life? Now, of course, we know that there are kind people. Some people are just kind. That there's, you know, and we're not talking about like even looking at Jesus. That's what, there's a difference between like a natural sort of a spiritual kindness. The fruit of the Spirit. That's why we need this. It has to be done from Him. So how do we make kindness this habit, this by the Spirit, in the face of repeated failures? Well, as I just help me by your Spirit to be kind. And then we cultivate, we encourage it in ourselves and in others. If you see someone being kind, a brother says, encourage that. Say, yes, oh, I saw what you did to that person. Wonderful. Encourage, cultivate kindness in yourself and in others, in your family. And then just have the awareness of God's Spirit in our hearts and repent. Come in the day of that. You know, that again, God's kindness leads us to repentance, and so our kindness. So how is kindness cultivated in the Christian's life? Okay? Not much more complicated than that, right? Be kind, people. You know, you're tempted to fire back at somebody because you're irritated. That's the cultivation. By the Spirit, shut your mouth sometimes. But also look for things to be kind every day. Ask, Lord, how can I be kind today? It could be simple as asking, who could you thank? A little thing that's kindness. And in doing that, you are reflecting the character of God. Who could you just smile at today? Just to show somebody, hey, you know what? It's okay. We're good. Hey, good for you. Encourage somebody. Thank them. Paper, you know, tree products. You should just like, what? Why not just text them? Okay, text them. Fine. Whatever. You can hang on to paper. That's why I like it. Yeah, but hey, sure, text somebody. Thought of you today. I'm praying for you. I appreciate you. That's kindness. It's kindness. Of considering kindness. It's two things, two aspects of it. First, we see in Colossians chapter 3, and whatever you do, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Father through Him. I think it's a model of kindness to consider in the name of Jesus. You are His representative. You are His ambassador. And in some ways, you know, in a way, to other people. And so you can say, you see someone or react to someone, you say, literally, what would Jesus do? How would Jesus respond here? What would Jesus say? What would Jesus do? You are acting, and say, whatever you're doing, milking cows, cleaning the house, mowing the grass, going to the store, making dinner. So that's the first one. He just acts as you're Jesus. What would Jesus do here? And respond accordingly. But look down a little further. And it says this. Whatever you do, same, right? Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart for the Lord. And so the other way you can look at situations in life and expressing kindness is done to me. And so in our lives, when I speak harshly at someone, put someone down, or act in an unfair way, or fail to act in a kind when I could have. I did it to Jesus. You know, Richard Wurmbrand, being his husband, was a pastor, was put in, was tortured, wrote a book, Torture for Christ, right? And he'd been tortured, literally, and he's in a freezing cell with other people. He was fortunate, had a thin blanket, just put around him as close as he could to try to stay warm. He says that he looked over and he saw another prisoner, didn't have one. And he kind of turned his shoulder and hugged the blanket close to himself. And as he did that, the thought came to him, if that were Jesus, would I give him my blanket? I think that's what it comes down to. This fruit of the Spirit is so powerful. The impact it can have on lives. Now, wait, I remembered this. Glenn Campbell, right? Singer Glenn Campbell, right? Sent on the way, needs a helping hand, that kind of thing, right? And the chorus goes like this. He said, show a little kindness. Let your light shine so everyone can see. And if we try a little kindness, show a little kindness, fix you. And here's the truth, people. Okay? When they may be, look at Christians. It's often, unfortunately, for some, harsh, critical, rules, my way, the highway. Now, in some of the cases, again, I'm not, you know, hey, there's right and wrong. We acknowledge that. We understand that God's word is. I think we need to remember, again, what a powerful. Because it often is not natural. And if we as Christians, by the Spirit, unnatural that's in us, show kindness in an unnatural way, folks will say, there's something that's attractive. That's what draws. Your kindness that leads us to repentance, oh God. How God can lead us to repentance, then surely. Our kind, God's kindness working through us will lead others. We're called to be kind. Kindness draws people in to ourselves. We like being around kind people. And even more so then, kindness leads people to Jesus. Pray as your people that by your Spirit we would grow and cultivate more and more and more in kindness. To each other and to the world. For your glory, Lord. May you be glorified. Amen.